From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening today's program with the Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, Opus 15, of the French composer Gabriel Fauré. Fauré began work on this quartet in 1876, completing it in 1879, and revising it one final time in 1883, completely rewriting the finale. The work is in four movements: Allegro molto moderato, Scherzo Allegro vivo trio, Adagio, and Finale Allegro molto. This performance is given by the Berlin Piano Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, Opus 15, of Gabriel Fauré, as performed by the members of the Berlin Piano Quartet, pianist Kim Barbier, violinist Christoph Horek, violist Micha Afkam, and cellist Bruno Delepler, respectively. We took that from a Sony Classical compact disc containing three piano quartets, the Fauré Quartet, also the Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor by Johannes Brahms, and a movement, the first movement of the Piano Quartet in A minor by Alfred Schnittke. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed playlists or streaming audio, then please visit our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is episode number 1606, if you want to look it up. We'll cross the channel now. After having listened to a piece of music from a French composer, we will now turn to the UK and music of Mike Oldfield. We'll turn to his 11th studio album from 1987, Islands. By this point, it seems that Virgin was attempting to market Mike Oldfield to two separate audiences. The more pop-oriented crowd, by compelling him to release shorter, more accessible pop tunes, some of which did chart in the UK and the US, but weren't very memorable, and also trying to market him to those of us who had developed an appreciation for his abilities as a serious composer. We'll hear an example of the latter in this segment of the program as we turn to his composition, The Wind Chimes. This took up all of side one of the original LP. The piece opens with a short orchestral prelude, part one, and part two is the meat, as it were, of the composition. Mike Oldfield on a variety of guitars and keyboards. Others contributing to the project include drummer Simon Phillips, flutist Bjorn Jason Lind, and vibraphonists Benoit and Pierre Morlan, who had collaborated with Mike 10 years earlier on his album Incantations, when they were part of the French jazz rock fusion band Gong. Mike Oldfield's The Wind Chimes. Thank you. The Wind Chimes, Parts 1 and 2, respectively, music composed and, for the most part, performed by Mike Oldfield, from the album Islands, first released on Virgin in 1987. As I said, the second half of the album, not quite as memorable, more pop-oriented material. Some of the vocalists contributing to that half of the release: Jim Price, Max Bacon, Kevin Ayers, with whom Mike collaborated in the early 70s, Anita Hegerland, and also Bonnie Tyler, who sings lead vocals on the title track, Islands. And there are actually several different versions of this album. For example, the US and UK versions of Islands contain different artwork and different track listings, and The Magic Touch, which was originally to be sung by Max Bacon, had to be redone with Jim Price on vocals in the UK and Europe because of contractual obligations. But that piece, The Wind Chimes, definitely demonstrated that even at a point when he was compelled to record more pop-oriented material, Mike Oldfield was still a serious composer at heart. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the show, then please visit the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I hope you'll join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.